I don't expect you're gonna know quite what I mean. I want them to put back that corner store. Let's go.
Time marches on, even during a pandemic. But now, a classic old mom-and-pop grocery store north of Seattle may be coming back to life thanks to the efforts of a local couple. Our resident historian Felix Spinell pulled off the highway to get the story. That's the kind of reporter he is. And he's sponsored by the King County Library System. Felix?
Yeah, so Paula Good and her husband Ernesto seem like otherwise reasonable and sane Seattle people in their 60s. But maybe I'm not the only one who can identify a little bit with the impulse they followed one day last year when Paula was driving east on Highway 522 through Lake Forest Park and happened to pass the old Sheridan Market.
Well, we had been driving by it for years, and it was one of those buildings that I thought, wow, that's a really cool building, or he would drive by, that's a really cool building. And then in the course of my regular job, I had a customer in Bothell. And I was driving down Bothell Way, and I saw that there was a sign on the building, and it was closed. So I called my husband. I said, hey, check it out. So he drove over there, got the phone number, and called Marilyn, who is the daughter of the original owner. And so we started a conversation with her, and her main concern is that a lot of the people that were interested in buying the building wanted to tear it down. And she really didn't want that because that was her childhood and her memories.
It's right there along 522. I've driven past it a million times, maybe only stopped once or twice over the years. So Paula and her husband, they put the financing together, borrowed from their retirement accounts, and they bought Sheridan Market from Marilyn Stewart. Now, Marilyn's in her 70s. She lives in Monroe. She pretty much grew up at the old store. The family lived behind it in an apartment for years. The mom and the pop of the operation were Marilyn's parents, Edward and Bertha Jehoda, otherwise known as Captain Ed and Bertie. Now, they bought the property in 1946. This was before I-5, before 405, when what's now SR 522 was a main highway and the most direct route to Stevens Pass. Ed, who was working full-time as a produce guy for various grocery stores, took the next 7 years building Sheridan Market. Now, when the store opened in 1953, this was already the age of the post-war supermarket, and Seattle area already had several big, shiny places to buy groceries. Even so, Marilyn Stewart says her parents' store, with its classic easy-to-access location by the highway and the glowing neon sign her father had proudly commissioned, filled a particular niche.
At that time, all the big supermarkets closed on Sundays. So we were open Sundays. Hours were from 10 to 11. And so during the weekends, that's where they made their money because people were out, especially during the summer, they were out doing their recreation stuff. Then when the major grocery stores finally decided to open up in the Sundays, and I don't remember what year that was, our business dropped quite a bit. But it was still going pretty good because we had a reputation, and by then our store was noted for having the coldest beer in town.
Which is not a bad thing to be known for, as you can ask Chris anytime. Right. Now, Sheridan Market morphed and evolved over the years, but it served neighbors in that area and people just driving by. Ed Jehoda even survived a couple of robberies, including one where he got shot in the leg and the posterior. In 1976, they were approached by a buyer who wanted to purchase the business. So Ed and Bertie sold the business, but wisely kept the real estate. For some reason, that new business owner changed the name to Lakeview Market. And then that tenant did something that you can tell still really bothers Marilyn Stewart.
The original sign that my dad had built, the first tenant, that was the first thing he did was he took down that neon sign. And it was out in the yard south of the store building on the ground, smashed up. And my dad and I saw that, and I could see that really bothered him.
I like anyone who gets emotional about neon signs. I like Marilyn. Now, the business changed hands a few times, and the name changed to Everyday Market and then finally back to Sheridan Market. It was still operating as a store as recently as a few years ago. Now, Paula Good and her husband now live in one of the apartments behind the store, and they're working to restore and renovate the market and to get approval from the city of Lake Forest Park for various building and occupancy permits they need. Most people assume that store would be purchased and you'd build big condos there because it has a nice view of the lake looking over down over the hill. Now, Paula and Ernesto, they embrace that mom-and-pop approach, but they have their own 21st century vision for what they want to offer at Sheridan Market once the pandemic passes.
What we're going to do with the property is open it as a coffee shop, a grab-and-go type of place, and just a community spot for people to come and you know, buy coffee, buy some food. No cigarettes, no lotto, but hopefully a glass of wine, maybe some beer, maybe some entertainment, and just be part of the community, because we felt that the building was worthwhile to save and not tear down.
And Marilyn Stewart says her dad would approve of Paula and Ernesto's plans. You know, Captain Ed with his series of vintage red Cadillac convertibles was a people person, after all. And Paula and Ernesto, they're committed to preserving Sheridan Market and to creating a place for the community to gather. But they admit it doesn't necessarily pencil out, so they do have a GoFundMe campaign for donated building materials and to replace the roof. And so later on, we'll have a link and some awesome vintage photos of Captain Ed, Birdie, and the old Sheridan Market. Maryland preserved everything. They've got these incredible pictures and diagrams and drawings going back to the 1950s, and we'll have those posted at My Northwest. But
right,
it's just neat to see somebody stepping up and putting together a business where the main plan is saving a cool building that a lot of people have seen for decades.